Now, France is considering supplying heavy artillery to the Syrian rebels to help them fight President Assad's forces. And that's according to diplomatic sources, who say Paris is also stepping up support for the Syrian opposition to help them forge a government in waiting. RT's Paula Slier has this story.
France has started providing direct aid and money to five Syrian cities as Paris intensifies its efforts to weaken the presidency of Bashar Assad. Now, this is the first time a Western power has made these announcements and these kind of moves. And it follows reports last week that Paris had identified areas in the north, the south and the east of Syria that were free of Assad's control and that they were considering sending heavy artillery to these zones. Now, the zones are being called so-called liberated zones, areas that are in the hands of rebels and that will ultimately be governing themselves. But what has become clear is that this whole offer of these kind of zones is really an alternative by the West to an idea that it has put forward, and that is namely buffer zones to be created inside Syrian territory. The idea did not receive approval at the United Nations Security Council because of the positions of Russia and China. The concern really is that you create a buffer zone merely as a pretext for creating military intervention, because without having a no-fly zone, you cannot create a buffer zone, and to create a no-fly zone, you certainly need to have military involvement. And to this end, the French foreign minister has admitted, and I'm quoting him, that to ensure the protection of displaced people, there must be anti-aircraft and air assets as well as ground forces that would also be needed. What is becoming clear is that Paris has become the locomotive of the Syrian opposition. Paris has said that the opposition in Syria needs to unite and that it is standing by to recognize the opposition as the official government of Syria. The rhetoric coming out of Paris against Assad is also increasing. We're hearing from the French foreign minister that the Assad regime needs to be smashed. The problem is that when you use this kind of rhetoric and when you start sending heavy artillery into Syria, you're doing everything except promoting peace initiatives. If anything, you're doing the opposite, with many saying that the scene is being created for more violence, more death, more destruction, and more devastation inside Syria. Paula Slier, RT, Tel Aviv.